On the show today, we have South Bay Credit Union's very own Jennifer Oliver and Chris Odie talking about their brand new pop-up branch in L.A., so check it out.
We're doing a little remote interview today with the folks from South Bay Credit Union, President and CEO Jennifer Oliver, and Chris Odie. Are you like board chairman or chair, or what's your position?
I am the chairman of the board, but that's only because nobody else wanted to do it.
Well, we're happy to have you nonetheless. So thanks for taking the time out of the day to chat with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Hey, wanted to talk about, you guys have done something really cool, really innovative. It's called a pop-up branch. And you guys have located this branch in like a community workspace. And Chris,
yeah.
I'll let you guys take it from here because you can explain it much better than me.
All right, I'll take. So thanks for having us, Mike.
Sure.
What we've done is we've opened a pop-up branch in a community workspace. It's in a building called Cross Campus, which is kind of like a WeWork type facility where you just rent individual office spaces. And it's kind of interesting how it came to be. I've been officing out of here for the better part of a couple of years now. And as part of my work with CU 2.0, mm-hmm. I have a lot of fintech companies that will come and meet with me. And it's a great spot to meet, right? We've got ping pong table, pool tables, beer on tap, cold brew coffee, kombucha. It's a real cool place to be. So it's easy for me to get meetings here, get people to fly into LAX. I'm just south of LAX. They'd come here and meet with me. Mm-hmm. And as I was vetting these fintech companies, I would invite Jennifer here to come to several of the meetings. And after like the second or third one, Jennifer had the genius idea of, hey, why doesn't the credit union open a branch here? And I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, it's relatively inexpensive. There's probably about 500 people in the building here, about 300 different companies. And what they all have in common is they all work in the South Bay, our field of membership. So it worked out perfectly there. And you get a huge cross-section of companies. Right, we have, you know, across the hall there's an aerospace company, there's blockchain, there's entertainment, there's legal, video production, all kinds of different businesses in here. So it's a good environment. And when Jen came up with that brainchild, I immediately, you know me, I like to try new things and see what sticks. So I was like, let's do it.
Right on. Congratulations. I'm sorry, Jennifer, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when did you launch, rather?
We started in the middle of July with the pop-up branch concept. There was a learning curve for us as well. But with the pop-ups, you have a office space that you can have dedicated office space. It's a really small office space. We'll show you around in just a second.
Sure.
But they supply desks, they supply chairs. All you need to do is show up with your computer. And so because we started our branch transformation back in 2014, we really been on this trajectory to make sure that we were digitally transformed, mobily transformed, and physically transformed. And through that process, we're able to really literally show up with our laptops at this new location, and we created a whole branch out of it. We can do anything you can do in a branch except for give you cash.
And it fits with our digital model. Remember that, Mike? The physical and the digital. It fits with our digital model.
Yeah, very nice. And so what's the feedback been so far?
It's one of those things I think we're a little cutting edge, where members really just don't associate us with a pop-up branch yet. And so the biggest challenge for us is really getting out the word in a way that makes people understand what they're going to get when they get here.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get here, when we have these conversations, it's a wow factor. People are pretty amazed. South Bay Credit Union is technically technology advanced in that they can serve their needs wherever they need to be served. But the other thing is it gives us an outlet to really show up in different locations and really teach our members how to deal with us on a digital way down the road. Mm-hmm. So the idea of a pop-up branch is short term, right? It's temporary. And so we show up, we build that relationship face-to-face with our members, and then we show them how to use all of our technology so that when we leave, they can still bank with us 100% of the way.
Nice.
But now they've got a face, they associate our individuals with us, we just have a stronger relationship when we leave.
Yeah, it works out great. Like Caesar sitting on my left here can open an account in 30 seconds, right? You just need your driver's license. He's got an iPad, snaps a picture, a few clicks, and we have new memberships. So for me, having worked in here and established relationships with all the companies in here, when I walk somebody in, I have the utmost confidence that Caesar's going to do a good job, and there's going to be a wow factor when he opens the account.
Now, so Caesar, who he's talking about, is our relationship manager. He is the same level as an individual who would be at a branch facility that could open a new account, do loans, but he also mans our virtual branch. So even if we don't have a lot of volume here, Caesar is able to serve those members, any members coming in through any channel. And we have several different channels that members can come in. A video chat feature. We have ITMs coming down the road. We have your typical internet loan applications and new accounts. And so Caesar's able to support those members as well as members that would walk into our pop-up branch.
Now, Jen, you said this is like temporary. So is this not a permanent thing, or what's the plan down the road with it?
Well, the genesis is really about being being pop-up, being temporary.
Right.
Could it turn into a long-term relationship? Absolutely. The beauty about cross-campus or any of these shared working facilities is that the rent is month to month. We opened this branch for less than $3,000.
Oh my God!
Who would say they opened a branch with less than
$3,000? You're the first. You're the first.
Yeah. Right. Right. So with that process, we pay month to month, and if we decide that the opportunities aren't good enough here, then we can close that branch with 30 days notice. It's not a big deal, and
there's no
hard dollar cost associated with that.
Yeah.
So, good move. You know, we're walking away, we don't have a bunch of TIs that we have to deal with or anything like that. Now, with that, you don't get your branch branding exactly the way you want, and it's not your very traditional branch, but I think that that's what makes it special.
Yeah, and it fits our model, right? Let's be innovative. Let's fail forward fast. Let's keep trying new things.
Yeah, why not? And so how have the other office residents, what's the feedback from those folks? Because Christy, you said there's like 500 people in there, so
yeah, there's a
possibility of new members or something? Or
you know, we keep adding new members every week, and there's 500 individual people in here who are amazed that I'm the chairman of the board of a financial institution.
That's another show, all right? We'll do
that. Yeah, they keep coming in, keep opening new accounts, and it's very well received. What we're finding is you get a lot of this millennial generation who really doesn't know anything about finance, right? They're coming to us. It's a consultative relationship. They can come to Jen or Heather or Caesar and ask questions about their finance, and we're building relationships, pretty strong relationships.
Yeah, I would think so. And this is kind of another way of you getting out in the community, right, Jen?
Exactly. And so we find that the conversations are different. Like normally when somebody comes into our branch, they figured out who Southlake Credit Union is, right? And they decided they wanted something from us. And so it's really kind of an order-taking kind of relationship that we're starting out there. But when we're having these conversations, we're actually, it's very grassroots. It's very much talking about the credit union difference. It's talking about ways that we can help them, building trust, building relationships, before we even take the leap, if you will, and actually open an account. So we find that the I guess you could say, if you were looking at just our dollars and cents, the cost of building those relationships up front is a little bit more because we're spending so much time ahead of time.
Right, right.
But I would say on the other side of it, that it's a stronger relationship. I mean, we really have vetted each, you know, we've dated before we got married, and spent a lot of time together already. And so we have a really trusting relationships. We're also finding that, again, with the millennials as well, we're navigating them through credit. And that is a long-term benefit the credit union really takes pride in their financial literacy, if you will, and teaching them how to manage their credit and teaching them things that will save them money for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
And so I think we're giving them a better foundation to start with. And so those are part of our mission and our cause, and we find that a great investment.
How do you get the word out about this pop-up branch? How are you letting folks know that, hey, we have a new branch at this
The other kind of component about this, you know, we're finding that the millennial generation doesn't want to come in for a brown bag lunch and learn to talk about credit, right? So what we're doing is kind of different. We're doing events. We're doing cocktails. We're tacos and tequila. We did a pop-up celebration where we had champagne and all things pop-up. And it's more about the experience, and then we talk to them about credit. So it's a little bit different approach.
Yeah, it's a completely different work environment than anybody's used to, right? In things I like, I really like about this, is it gets Jennifer and Heather and Caesar and whatever other team members we bring in here out of the credit union and into a different environment where we use different tools here, right? We use different tools to communicate. We have different ways of having meetings and reserving meeting space and doing conference calls and doing video calls. And it's a social environment, right? I mean, this whole community that we're sitting in here revolves around the two kitchen areas, right? Where there's beer, there's coffee, there's cold brew, there's kombucha, and they're gathering places. So it's real easy to spread the word that South Bay Credit Union has an office here. I would venture to say that everybody in this space knows that we're here because it's a social space where you're supposed to learn about the other companies that are here, right? At CU 2.0, we use like three other companies here for video editing, content writing, and marketing, right? So we're using the other companies here, and some of them are using us.
So if you want a branch expansion, you can expand into the kitchen, right?
Would that be the ultimate kitchen. And by the way, we take the opportunity to brand our treats all the time. And so food goes really well over here. Food, liquor. And so we actually put stickers on all the food and we put it in the cafeteria and people know who we are. The other thing, we had a fundraiser drive. We were doing awareness. Our philanthropy was for breast cancer awareness for the month of October, right? And, you know, we have our typical branch competitions. Each of our branches go out and they want to connect with our members and get members to participate if they want to, because the credit union will match dollar for dollar every dollar that we raise through breast cancer awareness.
Very nice.
And so the cross campus branch, which is what we're calling this location, the pop-up branch, we actually went door to door, if you will. It's really kind of funny because it's really not door to door if you know the environment, but we literally went through the hallways and offered the same kind of thing, just kind of connected with our individuals who are members here about the philanthropy that we were doing. And we had a ton of participation.
Oh,
they loved what we were bringing to the table and they loved what we were representing. And those kind of things really kind of starts that relationship on a good note.
That's a good icebreaker for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You mentioned earlier, Jennifer, about the brand, or maybe it was you, Chris, the branding on the, so what, how do you, is there like a sign on the door or how do you differentiate?
You have to picture like you were in a greenhouse almost. It's a glass room. And so they actually have branding on the door and that has our South Bay Credit Union logo.
That's good.
But that's really it. There's no neon signage or anything else. I'll kind of turn the camera around in just a minute, and I'll kind of show you how we have it set up, if you will. And that might be a little bit more helpful.
Let's see it right now.
All right, let's see it. All right, excuse me while I bump you around. I can't see what I'm looking at. But basically, that's our little tiny waiting area. And then this is Caesar.
Hey, Caesar.
Hi, Caesar. Now, do you see the big TV over his head?
I do.
Yeah, everybody who walks by this unit can see that TV. And so we're having branding, we're having featured events or whatever.
There's a little signage on there, I like that.
Yeah, but this is the size. This is. Can you get an idea of the size? It's pretty small, this location. And I'm going to get in front of the camera real quick because I'll show you out the front door here.
Okay.
This is out the front. And that's just a hallway.
Oh, I see your logo. I see your logo on the door there. Okay, that looks good. That looks good.
Yeah. So that kind of gives you an idea. It's a very small space. So we've had to be innovative in how we even let me straighten you out.
There you go.
Be innovative in how we organize our space. And it also lends, though, it gets back to that digital concept again, because we have no printers, we have no filing cabinets,
That's a good thing sometimes.
Pardon me?
That's a good thing sometimes.
It totally is. It actually, for us, there's been a lot of value in this location in being the first place away from one of our branches. So when you're in a branch, you know, you become reliant and almost handicapped by the things around you that were set up to do the old traditional way.
Yeah.
In this location, we don't have any of that connection. And so we have to be really innovative and thinking.
Yeah, it kind of forces you to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you come into a location like this and you've got paper, if Caesar says, here, sign this, he's going to get laughed out of the room, right? There's no paper. We're not faxing anything. There's no, right? You have to be prepared to work in an environment like this, and this team is.
This is very cool, guys. Very cool.
Yeah, you got to stop by sometime.
I think I will. Yeah, I think I will. I'm going to check it out firsthand, and I'll get some pictures and all that type of stuff. This is really cool, guys. So congratulations on this. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And the last thing, Jennifer, the other thing you can put on your resume is camera operator, because you did a very good job.
Yes, I'll practice so I can hold that steady cam a little bit better.
You knocked it out of the park on that. So very good. Very good, guys. And you're knocking it out of the park with this branch and all the things, the great things that you guys are doing in your community. So congratulations on that as well. And good job. We look forward to another pop-up branch somewhere in LA too. So keep it up. Good work, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Mike. Take care.
You're welcome.